You're listening to Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Have you recently taken on a new task or role at work? Maybe you've started on a new personal project at home and are finding it hard to juggle them with your other chores. Or maybe you really want to learn a new skill or language, but just can't seem to find the time to learn or practice them. As someone who has always struggled with chronic procrastination and getting easily distracted, it has taken me years to get these tendencies somewhat under control. And while the weight of responsibility helps me to stay on track better with my work tasks, I still struggle to manage time outside of work and often feel that 24 hours a day just doesn't seem like enough time for me. Revenge bedtime procrastination is something I often end up doing as well, which means I delay going to bed at night in order to catch up on tasks that I couldn't get to or had been procrastinating during the day. And I know there are many others who struggle with time management as well, in similar or different ways. It's not like we don't know the importance of managing our time well. After all, they say time is money, and not managing it well certainly causes us a lot of stress and dissatisfaction. Yet it still proves to be a mammoth task anyway. Over the years, I've picked up several new tools, habits, and practices to help me be more disciplined with my time. And while I'm not always consistent, they have managed to get me through a few chapters of my life so far. This year, however, as I have several new projects on my hand, I decided I needed to refresh my methods and learn new ways to maximize my productive hours as much as I can. It was during this mission that I realized there were so many different tips and methods out there, enough to even do a whole podcast episode on. So in this episode, let me share a list of 10 tips that I found to be most useful through my research and through my own experiences. Most of these are applicable for both the workplace and outside, and personally, they're proving to be pretty effective for as long as I've been utilizing them. To start off, tip number one is to take note of all the tasks you have. The worst feeling is realizing at the last minute that you forgot about a task that's due soon, on top of all the other deadlines you have, and realizing you might now have to sacrifice your sleep or time off to get back on track. So every time you get a new task or are reminded of one, jot it down somewhere immediately, even if you are in the middle of doing something else. Or you might just end up forgetting about it again. Then later, you can reorganize those tasks by priority, deadline, or time required, and plan when you are going to get them done. And if you have any reoccurring tasks, you can create a separate weekly or monthly to-do list that you can check off after each cycle. The second tip is to assess your tasks and schedule when to get them done. Once you've organized your tasks by priority, deadline, and time required, it's time to plan which ones to do first and which ones you can hold off on. This is one I struggle to be disciplined with, as I tend to put off tasks that require more mental energy and spend more time doing the minor ones first. But whenever I'm in a productive kick, I start the day by planning which of my tasks I'm going to try to accomplish by the end of each day for the rest of the week, or at least make as much progress as I can on them. I try to put off the less urgent tasks for a later day, or for the last minute if I know it won't take a lot of time to get done. Forcing ourselves to tackle the most difficult task first is proven to be an effective productivity method, especially for those who have a strong tendency to procrastinate a lot. This method is called eating the frog being the most challenging task of the day. While it is effective and can reduce your stress for the rest of the day, it is also the hardest habit to keep up because of how much willpower it requires. Once we get past the motivation hurdle though, it's smooth sailing from there. Number 3. Batch process similar tasks. This means to group similar tasks by objective or function so you can work on them together. For example, I like to do all my graphic design related tasks in one day and focus on other tasks the rest of the week. Once I get into the groove, It's easy to get all the similar tasks done in one flow. You can pick certain days of the week or month to focus on certain repetitive tasks as well, like getting your low-priority house chores done every Friday or working on improving your Photoshop skills every Tuesday. Another example of this would be to respond to all your emails at specific times only, like once first thing in the morning and once after lunch, so you can move on to other tasks without jumping between them and risk getting distracted. Number 4. Complete or prepare for recurring tasks in advance. This is somewhat related to the previous tip. For any recurring task that you have to do on a weekly or monthly basis, it is good to create a backlog of content so you can save time sending them out or handing them in when the time comes. An example would be to create several social media posts at once and scheduling them to be posted for several days or weeks in advance. Another example for someone in a non-creative field would be to prepare a report or presentation template for several future meetings in advance if there is already a fixed layout, so that when the time comes, you only need to fill in the main content and polish it a little bit before the task is due. This way, if any ad hoc tasks or projects come up that hinder you from performing the reoccurring tasks, you would already have it ready to go or to be handed over to a co-worker for assistance. The next tip is to avoid multitasking. While for most people, listening to music or white noise can help them to focus and drown out distractions, listening to a podcast or doing other heavy tasks during work might hinder you more than help you. The mental juggling of several tasks involves switching costs that, although might only take a few seconds at a time, can add up if you multitask frequently. There is also an increased risk of getting distracted or of not paying full attention to your tasks and missing errors, which would then require more time to amend. Find the balance of what works for you or avoid multitasking altogether. Tip number 6. Keep things organized. You don't want to spend an hour looking for something you lost in an unorganized space. You also don't want to risk getting distracted by the unrelated stuff you end up finding in the process of looking for your important item. So spend some time organizing and build a habit of staying organized. Digitize whatever you can too in order to reduce the physical clutter. Keeping your workstation neat and organized can also help to calm your mind and reduce mental clutter, which in turn helps you to be more efficient and focus on the task at hand much better. Next, minimize distractions. Find yourself a conducive location to work, away from talking people, the TV, or anything else that could steal your focus when you really need to maximize productivity. If you're working from home, create a dedicated workstation away from any noise, distractions, chores, and even your bed. Turning your desk to face a wall or window and keeping these distractions out of your line of sight can prevent you from being tempted by them. Keep your phone away from you if possible too. If your phone is necessary for the job, try using productivity apps instead, like app and notification blockers that stop you from opening certain apps and receiving notifications that make you itch to grab your phone, or timer apps that allow you to use your procrastination apps for only a certain amount of time per session or per day. Different versions of these apps can be found on your browsers too. And maybe you could also try out some apps that gamify your productive time by offering you in-game rewards to make working hard a little more fun. Some of the apps I personally like to use are Google Keep for memos and checklists, TickTick for pop-up reminders, and AppBlock to, well, block apps. I also use the app timer on my phone's digital well-being feature to limit myself from binge-watching shows or going down a TikTok rabbit hole. Disclaimer though, we're not sponsored by any of the apps I just mentioned. They're just some of my favorites for you to try out yourself. Number 8. Put everything into a calendar. Meetings, deadlines, events, days off, anything that can fit goes into your calendar. Digital ones like Google Calendars can also be shared with others so your team can know when to pass along their tasks to you, as delays from other parties could also create a domino effect for you. And you can also set reminders for all your calendar events, so you can get notified on them at a closer date and don't miss out on anything. I personally use a digital and physical calendar for different reminders that I update frequently, so I don't miss any meetings, events, or project timelines. Trello and other collaboration boards are also useful tools to coordinate, plan, and set deadlines on tasks for yourself and the whole team to make sure you can deliver your projects on time. Again, not sponsored. Tip number 9. Delegate or hand over tasks to your co-workers with the time and skills to spare, or co-workers and interns who could benefit from the task, either by getting new skills and experiences, gaining credibility, or gain an opportunity for advancement. That way, the task gets completed, your co-workers get something out of it, and you can have less on your plate. It's a win-win-win all around. At both the home and the workplace, you could invest in new systems, tools, or appliances that could help automate some of the workload and give you some extra time for other more crucial tasks. You could also politely hint or suggest to your hiring managers to expand the team and bring aboard new talents dedicated to certain tasks that require a lot of time and attention, as specialization can benefit the company and give you more time to improve on your own work processes or explore new ideas. And finally, tip number 10 is to learn how to say no. There's only so much one can do with the time that we have, and sometimes saying yes and taking on additional tasks might end up having you work overtime to play catch up on tasks that you just can't seem to get to, or losing credibility for repeatedly not completing your work on time. So it is crucial that you learn what your limits are, as well as when and how to politely say no when you are given more tasks than you can manage. However, saying no outright can come across rude or paint a bad picture of your work ethic. Instead of using the word no, it's always a good idea to start with, "Thanks for thinking of me," followed by using any of the following sentences. "I'm sorry, but my schedule is already pretty full. I can't help with this right now as my priority is on something else. My hands are a little full at the moment, but I actually know someone else who might be a better fit for this task and wouldn't mind taking it on. I might be interested in this if we could rethink the timeline. And I have my plate full with another big project at the moment, but I would be happy to work on this idea at another time. If there is a meeting that you need to get out of, you can try by saying, 'Do you mind if I sit this one out, as I don't think there is much I can contribute to this discussion?' Or you can just be honest and say, 'I'm going to have to sit this one out, as I have some other tasks to prioritize.' And if it is a task that could be solved more efficiently in a different way, then you could say, 'Is there another way to solve this problem? Or are there other methods to do this more efficiently that we could explore?' Sometimes, in the excitement of receiving a new project or a fresh idea, it can be easy for your higher-ups, co-workers, or even yourself to not realize the extent of your new workload until you're completely swamped. So really looking at the bigger picture and turning down or postponing some tasks may just be necessary for you to stay on track with your existing tasks. You can only take on new tasks if you know you would be able to juggle them. So, I hope these 10 tips will be useful for you to have better control over your time. Keep in mind though, that time management isn't something that you alone are struggling with, as it is a common challenge for many others around you. New habits do take time to build, so cut yourself some slack in case your discipline occasionally falters. Try out different productivity methods like the personal Kanban, SMART goals, the Pomodoro method, and others until you find the one that works best for you. Focus on the end goal instead of the journey, and keep motivating yourself by counting your wins instead of your failures. Make sure to build sufficient breaks, self-care, and relaxing time into your schedule too, so you can keep yourself healthy and not burn out. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. I hope you learned a lot from this episode and will join me again in the next one. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Don't forget to check out our website, gradmalaysia.com, for more career guide articles and ebooks, as well as new job and internship openings. Follow us on social media too for even more career tips and fun content. That's GradMalaysia.